want to stay at all. They forget how to live here, my father said to me once, unexpectedly. I was riding next to him on the seat of the big empty wagon, on our way home after delivering the week's firewood. We lived in Dvernik, which wasn't the biggest village in the valley, or the smallest, or the one nearest the wood. We were 7 miles away. The road took us up over a big hill, though, and at the top, on a clear day, you could see along the river all the way to the pale grey strip of burned earth at the leading edge, and the solid dark wall of trees beyond. The Dragon's Tower was a long way in the other direction, a piece of white chalk stuck in the base of the western mountains. I was still very small, not more than 5, I think, but I already knew that we didn't talk about the dragon, or the girls he took, so it stuck in my head when my father broke the rule. They remember to be afraid, my father said. That was all. Then he clucked to the horses, and they pulled on, down the hill and back into the trees. It didn't make much sense to me. We were all afraid of the wood. But our valley was home. How could you leave your home? And yet the girls never came back to stay. The dragon let them out of the tower, and they came back to their families for a little while. For a week, or sometimes a month. Never much more. Then they took their dowry silver and left. Mostly they would go to Kralia and go to the university. Often as not, they married some city man, and otherwise they became scholars or shopkeepers, although some people did whisper about Jadwiga Bach, who'd been taken 60 years ago, that she became a courtesan and the mistress of a baron and a duke. But by the time I was born, she was just a rich old woman who sent splendid presents to all her grandnieces and nephews, and never came for a visit. So that's hardly like handing your daughter over to be eaten, but it's not a happy thing either. There aren't so many villages in the valley that the chances are very low. He takes only a girl of 17, born between 1 October and the next. There were 11 girls to choose from in my year, and that's worse odds than dice. Everyone says you love a dragonborn girl differently as she gets older. You can't help it, knowing you so easily might lose her. But it wasn't like that for me, for my parents. By the time I was old enough to understand that I might be taken, we all knew he would take Kasia. Only travellers passing through, who didn't know, ever complimented Kasia's parents, or told them how beautiful their daughter was, or how clever, or how nice. The dragon didn't always take the prettiest girl, but he always took the most special one, somehow. If there was one girl who was far and away the prettiest, or the most bright, or the best dancer, or especially kind, somehow he always picked her out, even though he scarcely exchanged a word with the girls before he made his choice. And Kasia was all those things. She had thick, wheat golden hair that she kept in a braid to her waist, and her eyes were warm brown, and her laugh was like a song that made you want to sing it. She thought of all the best games, and could make up stories and new dances out of her head. She could cook fit for a feast, and when she spun the wool from her father's sheep, the thread came off the wheel smooth and even, without a single knot or snarl. I know I'm making her sound like something out of a story, but it was the other way around. When my mother told me stories about the spinning princess, or the brave goose girl, or the river maiden, in my head I imagined them all a little like Kasia. That was how I thought of her. And I wasn't old enough to be wise, so I loved her more, not less, because I knew she would be taken from me soon. She didn't mind it, she said. She was fearless, too. Her mother Wensa saw to that.
She'll have to be brave,
I remember hearing her say to my mother once, while she prodded Kasia to climb a tree she'd hung back from, and my mother hugging her with tears. We lived only 3 houses from one another, and I didn't have a sister of my own, only 3 brothers much older than me. Kasia was my dearest.